As we stand, let us pray. Lord, open our hearts to hear your words and our minds to know what it is you have to say to us. Help us to be brave to follow what you are calling us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Please do take a seat. So it's here. We can do no more shopping. We could on the internet, obviously, but nothing's going to arrive tomorrow. It's going to be quite quiet and no deliveries, but of course you will be perhaps with your families and friends. But I wonder how many mini Christmas miracles you have experienced this season. I always experience that mini miracle of the Christmas tree lights and the lights outside still working after a whole year up in the loft. I was most surprised this year that my candles that I packed away had not melted, considering what a hot summer we'd had up in the loft. And I was even more wondered, I suppose, because my children had put the boxes back in the loft, that the baubles were all still intact. And also, I've even managed to get the turkey out of the freezer in time. Those are my mini Christmas miracles this year. I might be Christmas ready, but of course these aren't really miracles. They are just things that we are glad have happened and that there is no more to add to the chaos and the stress of Christmas that is already about us. Because, of course, the real miracle of Christmas is the fact that our awesome God, who is bigger than we can ever imagine, emptied himself of all his kingly importance and entered our world as a small, helpless baby. A human like each and every one of us, so he would fit in with our world. He did this because even though he is more awesome than we can think, he is still connected to us. And he could see that the world was struggling and his people struggling alongside the world. So he became human, like us, so he could fit into our world. For some of us, the nativity story is very familiar and is something we remember every year. We've already had two Christingles this afternoon with our own nativity, everyone dressed up as kings and angels and shepherds and Mary and Joseph. It's something that's very familiar. But I wonder, do we still have the wonder that fills us the same way as it did when we were younger? Not just the wonder of the decorations and the anticipation of the presence of the day that as the children we often looked forward for weeks. The anticipation of all that is to come. This is the anticipation that we have heard in our readings today. The foretelling of the birth of a king who would be the Messiah, who would come as a rescue package from God. All the way through the Bible, the prophets were prophesying about the Messiah coming to rescue them. And of course, the Jews are still waiting. For like us, at that time, 2,000 years ago, the world was a very fragile place, as it is indeed today. The world into which Jesus was born was not the peaceful, serene place that many of us would have imagined. Galilee was under control of the brutal Roman Empire, when the Romans captured a region or country, they ruled it with martial law and levied heavy taxes that put significant burdens on the people. The political, economic, and spiritual climates of Galilee at that time were in shambles. Life was hard, just as it is for many of us today. But it is into that mess that Jesus was born, the mess of real life. God didn't wait for the right time or for the right people. He didn't wait for the people to start getting their lives together to be ready for him. So what does God do? God enters into the mess, the darkness, the brokenness of our lives and our world. And he still does today. For that is the part of the Christmas miracle. God doesn't wait for us to be in the right place or the right mindset. God calls us in our messy lives, just as we are, where we are. And he travels with us through our lives, waiting to be invited, waiting for us to recognize him in the midst of our messy lives. Earlier on today, we had our Christingle, and as part of the talk, the children had to find a very small Jesus inside a big box full of packaging and rubbish. For Jesus was not born into a nice, clean hospital. He was born into a noisy, probably quite dirty, stable, with animals and people all around. We often have that Christmas card picture, don't we, of that night in our minds, all the memories of where it is all is calm and all is bright. And of course, the reality is just so very different. For then and now, life can be tough and life can be dark. Some of you will have perhaps had not such a good year. Maybe there has been financial pressure for you. Maybe you've been anxious like lots of people about Brexit, or anxious that it won't happen. Maybe you are grieving someone who always used to sit at the Christmas table with you and won't be there this year. Maybe some of your relationships are under strain. Maybe you just don't feel like celebrating. Or maybe life is good, but it is still just hard getting everything done. You love your baby, but you wish she would sleep. You love your job, but you are so glad to have a few days off. That first Christmas wasn't easy for Mary and Joseph. Struggling with others' opinions of them because Mary is pregnant, out of wedlock, forced to travel from one end of the country to the other because of a government census, and after the birth, fleeing the country to escape persecution from Herod, living as asylum seekers in Egypt. This was the reality. The chaos into which Jesus was born. The mess for God's gift in the midst of the chaos of life, in the midst of the darkness, is to become flesh, to become one of us, and step by step to put things right. We remember that in Isaiah, in that very famous passage, it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In the midst of whatever we fear, God brings hope. The hope that comes from knowing that the light shines in that darkness and the darkness will not overcome it. God does not always get us out of the mess, but steps in and joins us if we invite him. And that's the miracle of the Christmas story, that God came down at Christmas to live amongst us, and he still does. He is just asking us to notice him and invite him in. It is really that simple. And for those who have already perhaps done that, he invites us to look for him, just as the children looked for that tiny Jesus in the box, in the mess. He invites us to look for him in our stress and busy life. You know, this time of year is hard for so many of us, I think. This is the second Christmas that my dear old mum won't be here. And I miss her. And sometimes I'm sad. And sometimes it is hard to find God in that sadness. But I know that I am not alone. I know that Jesus steps into the sadness with me. He also steps into the chaos. and also the place in which I work. Sometimes he feels really real, and sometimes he just feels a bit far away. But that is the Christmas miracle. He understands. He is human, he has been made human, and stands alongside us. If you would like to find more out about the Christmas miracle foretold in our readings, we'd love you to join on our Alpha course, which is starting next year. If you are finding things hard, I would like someone to pray for you. There will be someone around towards the back after the service. But as we stand on the cusp of this Christmas morn, let's once again turn to the stable and worship the baby Jesus, God made man. Amen.